7 out of 10 proctologists recommend listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. This week's recording artist is this guy in the background, Fraser Campbell. Frazel? That's his younger brother. FraserCampbellMusic.com is the website. Have a listen to this tune. It's not often we allow people from British Columbia into the studio, unless they're carrying. You guys honestly have, like, we have Starbucks in every corner. You have pot on every corner.
So I hear, yeah. It's not hard to get from
what I understand. It's crazy. Anyway, listen, Fraser Campbell is an award-winning Juno-nominated recording artist from Victoria, British Columbia. His music is dynamic and creative, and his live performances are full of undeniable passion. At least this is what I'm reading. Pounding energy, musical ingenuity, and sincere honesty. Stylistically, his electric rock dance sounds have been compared to those of ABBA and KISS, consistently pulling audiences right out of their seats. In addition, Fraser's Celtic roots always seem to surface, which leads most people to drink after the show. Kind of like a Mumford & Sons gig. Ladies and gentlemen, Fraser Campbell. Thank you for coming all the way. Wait, you're touring.
No, so this was we're not.
You
no,
are.
No, this is we're touring because we're here with you.
Oh, really?
On the show. Yeah.
Really? That was a nice recovery. Good job. Your Motley Crew, are they all from Pottville?
No, they are from Winter Novemberville out here in Ontario, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You look familiar. What's your name again?
Ethan.
Ethan is the bass player. You don't know me, right?
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way. Where do you live, Ethan?
Ottawa.
You really are the stereotypical bass player, aren't you?
Probably, yeah.
You'd make a great goalie. Do you have a pulse?
Yeah.
So laid back.
But only when it hooks up with the bass drum.
Right. I like it. Sorry, I took your thunder there. Introduce the boys.
Yeah, so that is Ethan. He's from Ottawa. And then Brian, he's from Hamilton. And then over here, this is Seth, and he's from right here in Toronto.
And do you guys actually, when you do tour together, and even though you live so far, nowhere near each other?
No, well, it's more like when I'm in this part of the country, then we get
together.
These
are your boys.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Okay, good. The first time I became aware of you, I believe, was at the GMAs. At Huntley Street or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
CTS or whatever.
Yes.
That was an interesting evening. What did you do that evening?
What did I do that evening?
Yeah. Did you perform?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
River of Life, wasn't it?
Yeah, we performed River of Life, and we joined up with the Weebs, who actually recorded
the
album, the song with us. Weebs. So that was kind of a reunion for us. To go on stage with them. That was fun.
You guys actually, that killed it. Like, you did a great job.
Oh, thanks.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
I
can't say that for the rest of the evening. No, it was a good night, and the Weebs just hosted the most recent one.
Yeah.
Did you win anything? Were you
there? I won one. Yeah. Yeah.
You sound disappointed there was only one.
Well, it wasn't. It was rewarding in some ways and yes. And non-rewarding in other ways, in that it wasn't a musical. It wasn't a musical award. It was for the artwork on the album that we did.
Seriously?
So, yeah, which I was also proud of because we did the artwork ourselves. It involved construction paper and scissors. And
nice.
Yeah, so it looked really great.
Good for you.
But
and people won't care what the Covenant Awards are for. Wait, they're not called Covenant Awards. What are they called?
Yeah, Covenant Awards.
Oh.
Yeah.
They don't care what they're for, as long as you've got two.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple Covenant Award winner.
Yeah. So Seth was telling me on this tour, he's like,
Cardboard.
He was another band that got nominated for a Grammy in the same category, and they would use that in their promotion, Grammy nominated or Grammy award winning artists when it was for their artwork. We haven't gone that route yet. So.
No. Okay, your music, you're very eclectic. You sing, straight up Jesus tunes, mm-hmm. and then you sing real music as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first song you're going to do for us right now?
Well, the first one is one that is it's an old hymn, and it's kind of a I'm a worship leader in my church, and we look at songs that sometimes we don't like and try to figure out how we can
funk them up.
We can like them again.
Nice.
So this was I believe it was an evening when we were just kind of tired of the song, and so we tried some new things, and this is kind of what came out. So
what's it called again?
I've Got a River of Life.
Remember that, Timmy? Hey, we sang that at Teen Range a long time ago, but we have never heard it like this. Folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, it's the boys, but it's also Mr. Fraser Campbell.
I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes it lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I'm a river of life flowing out of me. Oh, I've got a river of life flowing out over me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up on up, oh well, oh yeah, spring up, oh well, oh, oh. Spring up, oh well, within my soul, spring up, oh well, make me whole, spring up, oh well, give to me that life abundantly. Spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well.
Johnny. Glad to get that one out of your system. The thing about your music is, this is not good. Joel Ogier and I have this argument all the time about the worship industry, right? First of all, does it have to be an industry? Second of all, why can't we just sing songs for free in church, right? Yeah. Didn't we used to do that? Didn't we sing, like, do you have to be an old dead hymn writer in order for CCLI not to grab?
Yeah, well, there are some churches that intentionally do not register with CCLI, like their own works, so that they can provide them royalty free and that people aren't paying to use them and they're not collecting to use them. They want to keep that kind of just open that way, yeah.
Can you see how Joel and I would argue about this? Do you see how we would fight?
Well, which way are you leaning?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean with the music? Oh, right.
Yes, with the music.
I don't know. I just have a hard time with people making money. This is horrible. This is very extreme, but I've always expressed this, okay? Yeah. So I'm consistent. People making money singing songs to help other people praise God. Hmm. I don't know. Hmm. Especially in this day and age where you're not making any coin through the albums, right? You're not really making a ton of coin through the albums because it's a digital thing, one song at a time. People are teefing stuff. I get that. Back in the day, if you really dug someone's songs and music and the way they put it all together, you'd buy their CD, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But to sing it, you know, to have to pay to sing it at church is just a weird deal, man.
Yeah, but the artist also pays to make it, too. And so, they're having to put a lot of money. I mean, the average album nowadays, if you really wanted to do this and make it accessible to people, is $50,000 to $100,000.
Really?
Yeah. So if you think about that, it'd be nice to get some return on that monetarily.
That's
a
tithe.
Yeah. So, all right. I don't get a receipt for that tithe.
No.
I'm not collecting back my taxes for that charitable donation.
No, I'm just kidding. Speaking of CDs, you've actually got a little Christmas thing going. Do you know?
Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
Yeah. Well, we it's a version of us being able to take songs that we have done for a long time and maybe spice them up a little bit or change them. So a few years back, I took the song Joy to the World and just made it a little bit more...
Joyful?
Joyful, yeah, and fun. And so we've been doing that in our church for probably 4 or 5 years now, but it's always gone over really well. So it's one of those things that I just thought, let's just record it and see how it goes. So
Search the Heavens by Fraser Campbell. People can go to the website and dig on it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Where else do they buy it?
I mean, they can buy it on iTunes, of course. They can buy it on the website.
Yeah, the usual place.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the chick on the fiddle?
That was a girl that she's...
Who has big calves?
Huge. Like, and horses and sheep and goats. And
really? That was good.
She's awesome. She's a girl back in my hometown that fiddles with.
No, I'm looking at the pictures. You know, the cartoons on the front.
Yeah. There. We had to put a girl on the front, too. To make
And she's, is she, what?
To make it Christian, right?
She's so funny. So funny. All right, can we do another song?
Sure. What
are we doing?
Like to hear?
Anything. Anything you want. Oh, actually, since we just talked about this, unless it means like some crazy instrument change, we should do a song with a banjo, because that's, I took banjo lessons when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I miss hearing it. So can we do another banjo
song?
Yeah,
let's do, you want to do Take My World? Oh, yeah, to tune. You have to tune.
I can play this since there's.
Why don't you tune and we talk? Does that work?
Sure.
Listen, it's casual here, man. Yeah.
Sure, we can do that.
Where are you going to be performing?
Well, we have a couple more things on this schedule. First of all, we're performing in Kitchener, and that's tonight.
Okay.
And then we're
where in Kitchener?
It's KW Christian Fellowship.
Okay.
So it's church right in Kitchener, and it's going to be an intimate little setting, but it's going to be an awesome night. And then tomorrow morning we're playing in Burlington, and tomorrow night we're doing a young adults event here in Toronto at Church on the Queensway.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. It's going to be. They're moving into also a bit more of an intimate setting, so a few hundred people there, and we're going to pack the place out and have a good time. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to know, most importantly, who your bass player is texting right now.
Probably his
grandmother
/ grandmother.
Did you say girlfriend /
grandmother? Oh, he was checking his chord charts. That's what it was.
Got it. That's a good idea.
His CCLI chord charts.
You guys are fun, man. I don't know if I'd want to tour with you, but you're fun. You're fun. All right, folks, again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Fraser Campbell. and the boys.
Can you grab that capo?
Drop
for me?
My capo. Scratch my guitar. After the show.
Gotta drive it, Mike.
The days, they grow dreary, and the miles, they come steep, and these burdens I carry, they overwhelm my feet. You promise aid to those in need. You promise rest for the weary. Take my world, it weighs too much for me. Take my world, it weighs too much for me. That I've heard runs clear and deep. How it satisfies all thirsty, and it washes filthy feet. You promise aid to those in need. You promise rest for the weary.
Because there's a cold going around, and Fraser, you're dogging it, man.
Oh, man.
This is a nasty cold.
There's about 7 or 8 notes in that song that I just forfeited and went to other ones. Because I'm supposed to sing a concert tonight, and I'm trying to hold something.
Yeah.
Hold on to something.
Well, I really appreciate the effort to get down here. And, you know, I don't – you probably know this already about me, but I'm not – I don't get a lot of Jesus singers on the show.
Huh.
On purpose. Well, just, I don't know, it's not my thing. But you're good.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I love the resonance in your voice. I love the fact that you can you know, get a club popping with your tunes, as well as, you know, break out the bearded, what's the Mumford & Son look called again? What is that?
Hipster.
Hipster. Yeah. There we go.
There's a better one. It's two with beards, though, isn't there? There's a, what is it?
Beardster?
Beardster.
Maybe Beardster, yeah. We'll call it that.
We'll call it Beardster.
Right, that'll work. That'll work. By the way, have you seen Mumford & Sons in concert?
Not live. No, I haven't.
You have?
Yeah.
Where?
Nashville.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure. That'd be a great place to see them, but it's kind of big. Like, I'd rather see them in a pub.
Yeah, well, that's where they play a lot of times, isn't
that's
it?
That's the only place they play.
Yeah. Fraser Campbell is the most Pakistani name I've ever heard in my life. What part of that country are you from?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were back at... You're such a meathead. When was the last time you were back in Edinburgh?
A while ago, 2001.
And do you have, like, legit family there?
Yeah,
or is it just one of those, I'm from Scotland?
No, my mother came from there. I've been there about four times, and my hope is to actually spend some time over there in the next year or two, maybe, and
buddy,
reconnect
this thing
family.
Would,
and,
this thing would fly if you did the tunage thing.
Yeah.
There's some happy clappy churches that would even have you.
Oh, yeah?
I know three of them.
That's all there are.
They would dig this.
There's three happy clappy churches.
I'm over to Scotland once every couple of years, I think.
Are you?
Yeah. I can't tell you why. When you were a kid, were you sitting there thinking, I want to be a musician? Was that your thing? What was your original dream, your aspiration?
You know, I remember before I took piano lessons when I was little, but I remember...
Didn't we all?
When I was about 15 or 16 years old, before I drums was the first instrument I really took up with a passion on my own accord. Oh. And before doing that, I remember lying in bed and envisioning what it would be like to be on stage singing or be in a band.
Yeah.
And I thought...
Chicks.
That would be...
Hey?
Yes. And calves.
Farm thing.
Farm animals. Keep trying to put me in holes here, Drew, and I'm going to keep bringing you back to the farm.
This is just insane conversation. So, all right, so you're sitting there envisioning this, yes?
Yeah, and it was a complete, it was an unrealistic dream. That's what it was. And it wasn't until I started playing the drums a while later. My friend talked me into playing the drums just so he could have a drummer, really. He didn't think I had any
skill.
Potential. Yeah. So, but that was how it started. And but that would have been a dream, but a really far off one, I think. Yeah. Yeah. But when I was little, I used to sing and perform to my sister or my stuffed animals. I'd line them up in a row or I'd preach.
You know, there are some things you share.
Yeah.
And then there's that. You lined up your stuffed animals and sang to them?
Yeah, or preached.
Are you kidding me?
No, it was pictures of it. All the animals lined there and my sister on the end in a little chair.
Did you take an offering?
Bawling her head off because she didn't want to be there. But yeah.
That's hilarious.
Like an egg beater for a microphone.
It's really funny stuff, man. You should do a music video and go back to that.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Thank you very much. Anything to get back into the farm. The CD that's in your car is the question we used to ask, but nobody has those things apparently anymore. So, you know, the stuff you listen to is what? And if you say Darlene Jek, that's the end of the interview.
You know, recently I've enjoyed... a group called All Sons and Daughters, and they're out of Nashville.
Oh, okay. And, you heard of them, Tim?
Yeah, and so they've been.
Are they
refreshing.
Jesus singers?
Yeah, with like a sense of music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, great. They're good ones.
Yeah,
I like. There's a guy named Gungor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so his stuff is more creative than it is lyrically used. Could be usable in a church, and he's had discussions with people about how. His lyrics aren't as much worship as the creativeness that he's put into it is, right? And I really appreciate that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you say creativeness?
I was going to say creativity, but
This is great.
Creativeness.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is the green stuff in leaves?
What?
That's chlorophyll. What's creatin? Creatin.
You're a cretin. That's what it is.
Creton.
Right, from the ocean.
Or crouton.
There we go. The French part of this
Gungor's
conversation.
Croutons are by far and away the
Thank
best
you.
Croutons.
There we go. That's good. Maybe we should sing again.
Yeah?
Rescue
stop,
this
stop us from talking. I have a nasty habit of making things go wrong on the air.
Folks, FraserCampbellMusic.com. Fraser Campbell, two L's, music.com. It's where you can go and purchase the latest CD and iTunes and such. That's where the kids go. So get on the Google and look up the Fraser Man. What are we doing here, man?
What do you want? What kind of song do you want? Glockenspiel, accordion, or just acoustic guitar?
Ooh. Whatever's easiest to transport over to the banjo player.
That would be the Glockenspiel.
All right, let's Glock it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is the new sidearm for the most of the police departments now. It's taken a while for them to get the into the Glock.
I can probably just lean out behind
okay.
By the way, the best Glockenspiel player I've ever seen
is not me.
Shane Wiebe.
Oh, yeah.
One.
Not quite.
That's it. That's the Shane Wiebe impersonation right there.
He actually, yeah, he ended our Covenant Award performance with the Glockenspiel note. And the only reason he did that, and we all waited for him, was he actually forgot it over on the piano. And so as we're waiting to hit the last note, Shane's like, oh, no, I forgot my Glockenspiel. So he runs over and he picks it up. We're all holding that last note. And then we're all looking at him. He nods and then he hits his last note. And
beautiful.
Yeah. Success.
All right. Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Fraser Campbell.
Search the heavens, search the stars. There is no one like our God. How great you are, so astounding. Creator of the universe, designer of the sky. Never cease. You hold a million galaxies, yet you continue holding me. Your majesty, I'm humbled by your love. Oh, oh. Search the heavens, search the stars. There is no one like our God.
Hell.
That was freaking awesome. I love that song. Well done, guys. Seriously. So while I was listening to that song, I started thinking about I don't even know how to say this. So whenever I've felt that there really was a tangible connection with the possibility of a creator of the universe, wow, that was good. It's been through music. It's been through musical moments for me. It's just how I'm wired.
Yeah, totally.
Or dead silence on my horse 3 hours in the middle of the forest somewhere, okay? So I have to decompress big time. But I check myself especially publicly. Like, let's just talk about guy. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just how I look at the world. But I think it's harder for men to allow their souls to crack open and look upwards publicly. Mm. So, like, public singing in church. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen for me. It's not going to happen. You're not going to catch me palm tanning. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. And weeping, it's not going to happen. But when I'm by myself, and I, like, for example, that song, that's got a real soul penetrating thing going on, and then I start hyper analyzing things like, oh, it sounds like a Hillsong, you know, four bars in or something, you know, I don't know, whatever, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I look at the people on the stage. I get distracted by the chick in the hot pants and the guy with the big zit in his, I don't know, whatever, right? I'm just too ADD.
Yeah,
this is going nowhere, this conversation. But what I'm trying to get at is, there is a great responsibility for you worship singer people to stay the hell away from manipulation. Because the music can lead people wherever you want them to go. Yeah. I mean, they sing worshipy songs in all sorts of different tribes.
Yeah.
To get them to go places that ain't got nothing to do with Jeebus.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I don't know, whatever. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or?
Well, I mean, it's a very powerful tool, music is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what
I think,
I'm saying. Yeah.
And I think really anything that can alter your emotions and stimulate your senses in one way or another is a powerful thing. And that's why you look...
And dangerous.
You look at the mountains and you're overwhelmed, and often that's a very spiritual experience, right? When you
Yeah, but there's no manipulation by the mountain. Like, a mountain can't manipulate.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm... Not intentionally, maybe.
That might be the definition of manipulation. There's an intentionality there. Yeah, so I just...
Yeah, but you're right. Like, with music, there is such a powerful draw on the emotions that you can... I mean, don't kid yourself. You can play a certain progression. I can play, for all you musicians out there, 1-5-6-4 progression, and that's going to trigger something.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain feeling to that. And so, so how do you use that? For myself, like, music's a beautiful thing, and creating music and using the tools of music or the things that trigger our emotions, that's something I love to do when I'm writing. I think I write with that in mind, like, what kind of emotions does this chord bring or this chord bring? The intent is not to manipulate people, but the intent is definitely to inspire people and to trigger something. When I write, I try to pick chords that go along with the words that I'm writing that get a message across, both lyrical and musical, and hopefully they add up. And if they do add up, then hopefully they add up for the people that are listening to them or singing them as well, too.
That was a great answer.
Thanks, so.
I'm really thankful you guys came, and I know it was a big hoof to get here, and there were some traffic issues and loading in all this gear. Like, yeah, no, it's a big effort, man. So I want to encourage our listeners to actually not just sit back and listen to these guys, but follow them, support them. Facebook, Twitter, buy their stuff. Get their music. All right, listen. I'm gonna do you all a favor. You guys probably still want to play, but I'm gonna do your voice a favor. That's it.
No. Oh, okay.
Well, because we're also 3 minutes away from the end of the show. So,
oh, thanks.
But also, it's just you need to just chill. So, gigs again tonight. Where are you playing?
Kitchener at KW Christian Fellowship. So, okay, I think it's.
It probably starts at Jesus time, 7 o'clock.
7:30.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's pushing
a little bit rebellious. Yeah.
Quarter past eight. You're such a tool. Yes. And then tomorrow?
Tomorrow night we're playing at church on the Queensway. And yeah, that's a 7 o'clock start time, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. They're real Christians there. All right, folks, Fraser Campbell and the boys in the house, very much appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We're going to go out with a little more of these boys, Mr. Fraser Campbell on the Drew Marshall Show. That was horrible.
Filth is gone.
And I'm reminded each and every week as I drive here from the country to the city, if you're new to this great country, get out of the left lane. Bye-bye.